1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The outer bands of catastrophic Category 5 Hurricane Melissa have begun lashing Jamaica with heavy rain and winds of up to 175 miles an hour. The system is expected to make landfall just hours from now. Esther Pinnock with the Jamaican Red Cross.
She's slow and she's wide. So all areas of the island are expected to feel some impact.
Tourists like Marnie Stewart from St. Louis were stranded when airports closed.
We just came to have a good time and now we're kind of stuck here.
Meteorologist Craig Allen.
We're talking about 175 mile per hour winds. A storm surge with seawater inundation of 9 to 13 feet and rainfall on top of that. This would be freshwater flooding of anywhere from 20 to 40 inches of rain.
President Trump is in Japan today, where he's met with the newly elected prime minister, Sanae Takeuchi.
I know that you will be one of the great prime ministers. I'd also like to congratulate you on being the first woman prime minister. That's a big deal.
They signed a trade agreement and swapped signed hats with the words, Japan is back. It's day 28 of the government shutdown. And CBS's Nicole Killian is in Washington.
There is no vote on the books for government funding. However, there are several pressure points that could change the dynamics here on Capitol Hill. For instance, air traffic controllers will miss their first paycheck. The military is due to get their next paycheck potentially this Friday.
Big cuts ahead at Amazon. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
Amazon is planning to lay off around 30,000 of its corporate employees. The company has more than 1.5 million staffers globally. Roughly 350,000 hold corporate positions.
History made at Dodger Stadium overnight.
11:50 in Los Angeles. Thurman sends a fly ball to center field. Varsho's going back before the clock strikes midnight.
Freddie Freeman's walk-off homer in the 18th inning gave the Dodgers a 6-5 win over the Blue Jays in Game 3 of the World Series on Fox. That makes the second straight series Freeman's hit a walk-off homer in extra innings.
To have it happen again a year later to hit another walk-off, it's kind of amazing, crazy, and I'm just glad we won.
Dodgers now lead the series 2-1. Game 4 is tonight in Los Angeles. Dow futures are down 12, S&P and NAS futures each down 4. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From Grand Avenue to the Capitol in Madison, WFHR is where Wisconsin turns for real news and great conversation. Online at WFHR.com.
It's the Bucks and the Knicks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks host the New York Knicks. Milwaukee coming off a disappointing loss in Cleveland, 118-113 to fall to 2-1. Bucks center Miles Turner.
Being new to this group, you know, my key messaging to everybody was like, you got to look forward, you know, to playing from behind. You know, it's the NBA, stuff's gonna happen. At times you can find yourself in unfortunate positions, but I just think it's very important that, you know, if we want to be, you know, a playoff caliber team or a championship caliber team, we gotta, you know, really embrace, you know, being down. And I think we did a good job of that in that third quarter. And there's no excuses in this league. You know, it doesn't matter who's out there, you know, we all lace them up and try to go out there and compete.
Baseball, Game 4 of the World Series tonight in Los Angeles. The Dodgers leading the series 2-1 over the Blue Jays after winning last night 6-5. The game went past midnight. The Dodgers' Freddie Freeman with a walk-off home run in the bottom of the 18th inning to win the game with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Over the air and on the web, WFHR is your home for real news and great conversation for Wisconsin Rapids. Learn more at WFHR.com.
Mostly cloudy today, our high right around 55 this afternoon. The wind out of the east at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, we'll drop to 35 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I talk with Chicago attorney Robert Held, who is among the protesters who were detained for protesting outside the ICE facility in Broadview. We discuss his 8 hours in custody.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy whose house has an actual wiggle room, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight. It is so great to have you with me on this Monday, folks. We labored through a gorgeous weekend just to get to Monday night so we could talk about movies and music and comedy and just whatever. What else, Conrad? TV, color television.
Events.
Events, great Halloween stuff happening around the state. If you missed our number one, we had a great talk with Dustin Mack from the Appleton History Museum at the Castle for their Houdini exhibit that's happening right now. We talked about paper towel ads.
ShamWow.
You don't need to show a paper towel wiping up a spill. We know what paper towels. No one's at home going, what a towel. Road trip to the local Piggly Wiggly. We've got coming up at 7:20. Strategic will be here in the studio. He is a local singer-songwriter who's going to perform for us tonight. We'll get to know him a little bit better. This will be his first trip into the Nightlight studio. Our question of the night, ladies and gentlemen, is who is an actor or actress you think should be more well-known or famous or respected, whatever it is? We've had some great responses so far. Sydney Frankenstein on the watching on YouTube says Matthew Lillard is a really great actor, but has been doing the voice of Shaggy in various Scooby-Doo movies for the past decade. He's a really good actor, Sydney, and he's been on some other stuff. But he's one of those guys, I think he just takes projects. He's just, and I respect this. He just doesn't work and do anything for a paycheck. He's building, I think he's got a good body of work. Sydney also says, where's Dave? I don't know. This bromance, if it's going to continue, Dave needs to show up here in the text. Otherwise, leaving Sydney high and dry. Good to hear from you, Sydney. Thank you, buddy. Right now, this is exciting. We're going to keep the spooky train going here. It is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight for the first time the creative director of the Wisconsin Dell Ghost Boat Tours, Mr. Emil Bertolot. Emil, welcome.
Hey, thank you. It's great to be here.
It's really nice to have you. Am I saying your name right, Emil?
You are. You hit it out of the park on the first attempt.
Look great at that. Job. Well, I did when you were here because Conrad told me, but I think I was saying Emil. But my last name is Schwab, and people torture it all the time. So I feel your pain, but I'm glad I got it right for your appearance. It's
why my son's name is Sean.
Well done. How are you doing tonight? Are you coming to us live from the Dells right now?
I am not live in the Dells right now, but there's plenty of activity up there as we're getting ready for our last big weekend of Ghost Boat for Halloween. So
that looks, listen, I watched your video today on the website. First of all, it's very well done video. It really encapsulates kind of the experience. In the video itself, the 1 minute trailer is really creepy. So well done on that.
Thank you. Yeah, well, that's what we were going for. We wanted to give people a really good idea of what they were going to get into without revealing too much. And that's always a fine line to walk, but hopefully we hit that. So
the Dells are so beautiful with all that. I'm guessing it's limestone, right? The formations and all that. And
actually sandstone.
Oh, sandstone. Okay. I knew it was a stone. I just wasn't sure if it was.
Yes, it's definitely rock. Yes.
But there's nothing more apropos, I guess, during a spooky season than ghosts and boats, and you combine them. It's a pretty creepy tour. Tell us, if people did want to make the trip to the Dells, what would they expect if they took one of these ghost boat tours?
Well, this is basically an intensely scary 1.5 hour after dark haunted adventure. You get on a boat, you take a boat ride up the upper Dells of the Wisconsin River by night, and your destination is Coldwater Canyon. This is a canyon cut into the cliffs in the riverside, and then you actually get off the boat and you venture into the canyon on foot.
Wow.
To explore the recesses. What happens in there? I spoiler alert, things might get a little haywire. And to your point, it's very much like a haunted experience, whether you're talking about a haunted house, that kind of thing. The unique thing about this, though, aside from the boat ride to get there, is that our haunted house is a 200 million year old prehistoric canyon. So that's what people are in for when they wander in there.
And people should be prepared. You walk over a mile, correct?
Yes, there is a walk. It's mostly level. But we do warn people that there is walking involved. The passage in the canyon is kind of narrow. It's a little bit dark. It's very spooky. So you want to be prepared for that.
Yeah. What I liked, or what I thought really added, were the, I guess you'd call them special effects. You guys have like the sandstone kind of lit with like a red tint. I mean, it's very elaborate.
Yeah. Well, actually, what happened there is that Ghost Boat has been a Dell staple for 20 years now. It's been around a long time. And we had a backstory that revolved around an old lost settlement from the 1800s. And that was serving us really well. But a few years ago, we decided, you know what? We've got this loyal following. Let's freshen it up a little bit. And we partnered with a company out of Montreal named Moment Factory. They do amazing things with light and sound and special effects. And we basically collaborated with them to create a whole new experience. So if people have been on Ghost Boat before, it was brand new, rolled out this year, completely reinvented. And if they haven't been on Ghost Boat, they are really in for a treat.
Yeah.
Because I can't say it enough. It's a very intense experience.
So let's talk about that. It looks intense. Like I said, the video I thought was creepy, and it's only a minute long. Regarding kids, like, what are the age ranges, and is it okay for kids?
It is okay for kids, but we have plenty of warnings, and you can visit those on our website, dellsghostboat.com. We have a list of warnings. What we say is that we do allow kids on board, but it's not really recommended for kids 10 and under. It's always going to be a judgment call as a parent to say, okay, my child can handle this. They've seen worse things on TV. But if for the younger, more sensitive audience, people really want to be cautious about going in here.
What do you do, like, if there's a kid that flips out, or an adult for that matter, that says, I don't want any part of this anymore?
Well, we do have that has happened.
Okay.
And we do have safety procedures for it. We have staff, whether they are our live actors who are actually in there, or whether they are managers who are accompanying each group, we'll help you out. We will escort you. We'll make sure that none of the monsters inside carry you off. So we've not lost anyone yet on Ghost Boat to a monster.
So what I'm hearing is no one has ever just dropped dead of a heart attack on site.
No, okay. No, that would definitely put a damper on the experience. And no,
shut it down.
No, this is very scary, but it is also very, very fun and memorable. And we want to keep it that way.
So how long to get to Coldwater Canyon? How long are you on the boat to get there?
The boat ride takes anywhere from about 12 to 18 or so minutes.
Oh, okay.
It's really a nice ride. The new story, the new premise that we're going with is that Coldwater Canyon, and this is true, it used to be one of the three shore landings on the Upper Dells boat tour, but Coldwater Canyon was closed in 1950 under mysterious circumstances. Mm. But no one understands really why it was closed. The people back there aren't around anymore. And enough time has passed where Dells Boat Tours decided, yes, we're going to open this canyon back up again. It used to be popular way back when. We're sure it'll be popular again. So when people get on the ghost boat, they're going to be among the first to go back to see this shore landing. So on the way upriver, they will hear a little bit of a boat tour. Again, a little bit of spoiler there. Something might go a little bit haywire on that portion. So they'll be primed for the experience to come when they land at the canyon.
That's so great. My guest is Emil Bertolot. He is the creative director.
Creative director,
yes. Creative director of the Wisconsin Dells Ghost Boat Tours. They sound really cool. How did you end up with this gig? You got to love this.
Well, I was a creative advertising consultant for Dells Boat Tours for a long time. And it was really a joy to work with the team there. What happened is they did have this shore landing that they was not being utilized. And the owner said, you know, I really think the Dells could use an after dark attraction, maybe something scary and something that would utilize this shore landing in a creative way. And at that point, I had only been doing advertising concepts. But he said, do you think you could help design an attraction? And I said, sure, I can do that. So we dove in.
Fun.
Yeah, we had a great time. I say we were like Disney Imagineers on a budget. And we had a wonderful time. And that's what Ghost Boat began as a Halloween attraction. And the first year was so successful, it became a summer-long attraction. And
oh, nice.
Now it's kind of neat because it'll run every night from Memorial Day through Labor Day. In the fall, we cut that back to extended weekends. Like this week, it's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. And I think it's great to end on Halloween because it brings the attraction back to its original roots.
Yeah. So that's interesting. Do people like make a weekend of it or a night of it? Do they stay at like the resorts to do this, or is this a day trip typically?
Well, it can be either one, really. Okay. Because it's an easy day trip. Wisconsin Dells has a nice central location. Ghost Boat itself is right in downtown Dells. It's very easy to access. But there's still so much going on. Like Wisconsin Dells now is so much more of a year-round destination.
Oh yeah.
That people can choose to, let's go and we'll go on the original Wisconsin Ducks. We'll take an Upper Dells boat tour and we'll go do Ghost Boat at night. You know, we'll do the trifecta, or they might just come in for Ghost Boat. And either way, we're happy to welcome them.
It's so great. We had our Civic Media Christmas party there a couple of years ago in December, and it was an absolute blast. I mean, the Dells are just so much fun any time of year. I have to ask you before we let you go, we have about a minute left. Did anything ever really happen in Coldwater Canyon, and that's why you're doing this, or is it just a great spot scenic-wise?
It is a great yes and yes. It is a Ooh. Great spot scenic-wise. But after we began the original Ghost Boat 20 years ago, we started to hear stories from staff who, after the attraction closed, they'd be walking through the canyon at night. They would see and hear things. So I can't guarantee an experience, but that could potentially happen.
Yeah. Enter at your own risk. Emil, this is so much fun. Thanks. It's been great talking to you and getting to know you a little bit. And don't be a stranger. Keep us posted on all the cool things that are going on there.
Yeah, thank you. And if I can just do this quick plug, if people want to go, they should just visit DellsGhostBoat.com. If they click on a buy tickets link right there on the website, that'll take them to the days of operation and all the tour times. They can sign up for a boat.
Outstanding. And watch the video, too, because it's excellent. Thank you so much, sir. Have a great night.
Thank you. You too.
All right. We are coming right back with Northeast Wisconsin based singer-songwriter Strategic. It's Pete Schwabe and Nightlight.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Daylight saving time ends this weekend. Turn your clocks back 1 hour and take the extra time to replace the batteries in your smoke detectors, too. A message from your local Civic Media radio station.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Yeah.
I'm Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight. We are broadcasting statewide from on the Civic Media Radio Network from our Nightlight studios in beautiful downtown Green Bay tonight. Our question of the night, you still have time to be part of the fun if you like, is who is an actor or actress that you feel should be more well-known, respected, famous, whatever. You can answer the question however you like, and we've gotten some great responses so far. So keep them coming, and we will read those texts on the radio. Right now, it is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight for the first time Northeast Wisconsin-based singer-songwriter right here into the studio, which is cool. Strategic is here. Hey, buddy.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
So we had this back and forth over email, and I kept calling you Brandon.
And that's fine.
You were like, I go by Strategic. I thought that was like, I think there's a strategic branding company or something. I was like, I know, but what's your name? And you kept saying, I was like, oh, that's what he goes by. Okay.
Yes.
So exactly. I'm glad we got that worked out. It is great to have you here. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right.
Seem a little melancholy.
Getting a little cold out there. Fingers are hopefully ready to go for that song later.
Well, let's let you warm up. We'll take a few minutes here and figure this out before we make you play anything.
Sounds good.
So, tell us about, okay, I was reading about you. You were part of a band in college, and either that disbanded or something, and then you started Strategic.
Yes.
Does that sound right?
That
tell
is
us
correct.
How this persona.
You did your homework and your research.
You know, I was a solid C student, so I do what I can.
Same. so was in a rock band in college, and we all graduated and kind of went our separate ways. So just decided to go solo after that.
Nice. So where'd you go to school?
UW-Milwaukee.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. So we played around there quite a bit.
Yeah.
We were kind of starting to take off and, I don't know.
Are you the only one of the band that kept going with it?
No. Some of the other ones did as well. Yeah.
But the band just didn't stay.
Right.
How was Milwaukee for a college band? Was it a good scene?
I think it was. I think, yeah, back then it was kind of getting a little bit better at that time. So I'm not sure what it is like right now.
Yeah.
But I try to get down there a couple times a year.
Where are you based out of now?
I'm out of Appleton.
Appleton, okay.
Yeah.
So what do you prefer? Like, it's been a while probably since you've been in college, but you're a solo artist now. I compare it to, I was a comedian, a stand-up comic, and I knew a lot of friends of mine did improv. And I sometimes would look and go, oh man, that seems so cool to have other people on stage with you. But then you get all the glory if you're by yourself. It's kind of a toss-up. Is it the same way performing music? Like, do you prefer being a solo artist or do you kind of miss the camaraderie?
Yeah, there are a lot of times that I miss the camaraderie. I think it just depends on the season that you're in, maybe, and just the projects that you're working on. So there have been definitely a lot of times when I enjoy being solo and having that route. But yeah, I try to bring in people for some live shows to do some percussion, things like that, especially because that's kind of my weak point as far as
percussion
instrumentation.
Yeah.
But yeah, bring in people for recording as well and try to collab as much as I can.
How much do you like for live shows? I would imagine you have to bring, I mean, you can't do everything yourself, right? I mean, how many instruments do you play?
Well, what I got into a couple years ago, it's probably been, gosh, I don't even know, eight or 9 years, I've been doing live looping.
Okay.
So I just have this pedal that I compress and then play, like kind of build up different parts of the song that loop over and over. And, I've done some beatboxing. I've got this little pedal. It's kind of got a shaker, like an egg shaker on it.
Okay.
So I can get percussion that way. And,
yeah. I don't know how, when I see people do that, it really throws me. Like, I feel like I play bad guitar, but sometimes I'll sing and I have to think about what I'm doing. I can't imagine doing your own percussion while you're playing guitar and singing. That's just the insanity to me.
Yeah. The first couple shows where you do it are not great, but eventually you get it down. And
how often do you play live?
This year I've played a lot. I've been going pretty hard since May, especially with the album coming out. And May through October is really busy, and then kind of take a little bit of break in January. Usually do some Christmas shows, so that'll be coming up in about a month. But yeah, staying pretty busy.
Your dance card is full.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. And do you have favorite venues around the area you like to play, and how far will you travel from Appleton for a gig?
As far as like favorite venues, I don't know. I feel like a lot of things are always changing and in flux, so it's hard to pin down. But one consistent thing through the years has always been the farmers markets.
Okay.
So here in Green Bay, I've done every year, probably for at least the last 10 years in Appleton. The farmers markets really are kind of the bread and butter during that, this last couple months. So, and you just get to see all these different kinds of people and how people are engaging with the music and, even the kids make it really fun. So,
do you like?
I'd say the farmers market.
You like playing outdoors, like the farmers market or Mile of Music or something like that.
Yeah, I do.
I'll tell you what. Let's pick up there when we come back. This is Strategic. He's live in the studio. He's going to play us a couple tunes when we come back, and we're going to talk about another venture he has going right now too. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. We're coming right back after this. Do not go anywhere, folks. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Radio, WFHR.
News, weather, and sports for Wisconsin Rapids right here on WFHR. Streaming 24/7 online at WFHR.com.
CBS News Brief. The outer bands of a catastrophic Category 5 Hurricane Melissa are now lashing the shores of Jamaica with heavy rain and winds up to 175 miles an hour. Landfalls expected later this morning. Meteorologist Craig Allen.
There would be similarities to an EF3 tornado affecting the island for about 18 to 24 hours.
President Trump's met with Japan's new prime minister in Tokyo.
We very much appreciate the trade. We're going to do tremendous trade together, I think more than ever before.
They also visited troops on the USS George Washington. Dodgers win one of the longest games in World Series history on a Freddie Freeman homer in the 18th on Fox.
I was just trying to get on base against a tough lefty sinker baller. The hard curveball, I was just trying to get on, but got to a 3-2 count and was able to put a good swing on it.
They beat the Blue Jays 6-5 to take a 2-1 lead. Game 4 tonight in L.A. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
It's the Bucks and the Knicks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks host the New York Knicks. Milwaukee coming off a disappointing loss in Cleveland, 118-113 to fall to 2-1. Bucks center Miles Turner.
Being new to this group, you know, my key messaging to everybody was like, you got to look forward, you know, to playing from behind. You know, it's the NBA, stuff's gonna happen. At times you'll find yourself in unfortunate positions, but I just think it's very important that, you know, if we want to be, you know, a playoff caliber team or a championship caliber team, we gotta, you know, really embrace, you know, being down. And I think we did a good job of that in that third quarter. And there's no excuses in this league. You know, it doesn't matter who's out there, you know, we all lace them up and try to go out there and compete.
Baseball, Game 4 of the World Series tonight in Los Angeles. The Dodgers leading the series 2-1 over the Blue Jays after winning last night 6-5. The game went past midnight. The Dodgers' Freddie Freeman with a walk-off home run in the bottom of the 18th inning to win the game with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Lots to report from the weekend box office, including a new champ from the world of anime. Chainsaw Man the movie came in first place with $17 million at the gate. The animated film tells the story of a man who was almost killed by the Yakuza until he was saved by his dog, forcing them to become one, thereby creating Chainsaw Man. The film received a 96% fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes and 99% audience score. Coming in second place in its second week of release was last week's champ, Black Phone 2, which pulled in $13 million at the box office. Despite bad reviews, newcomer Regretting You pulled in $12.5 million, which was good for third place for the drama. Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere finished in fourth place in its opening weekend with $9 million, which was a bit below expectations. And it was Tron Aris in its second week that pulled in just under $5 million, which was good for fifth place at the gate. If you get a chance, see a movie called Truth or Treason. Really solid film. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Not just headlines, insight. Not just noise, conversation. WFHR is your home for real news and great conversation in Wisconsin Rapids.
Mostly cloudy today. Our high right around 55 this afternoon. The wind out of the east at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 35 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, childcare remains a big issue in Wisconsin, around the country. Corrine Hendrickson will join us in hour number 2. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
All right, so we did a little bit of spooky or scary or creepy talk in the first part of the show, but right now we've switched gears and we have just another great Northeast Wisconsin-based singer-songwriter here in the studio. Strategic is here. It's great to have you. Did you find the place okay?
Yes, I've been here before.
Oh, that's right. You were on the morning show when the guys were here. Okay.
Yes.
So, all right, so I have to ask you, let's start with, because I know you also do kids music too, and I want to talk to you about that, but I would love to have you perform something first as Strategic.
Do you want me to talk about that a little bit, or do you want me to play the song?
Well, you could tell us about the song first. That'd be great. Yeah.
Okay. You want me to do a kids song or?
No, I got ahead of myself.
I don't want to say normal, but.
I got out over my skis. Let's stay focused on you, and then we'll do the kid stuff once we're done talking about your focus here. So tell us a little bit about the song you want to perform and what song.
Well, I had planned on only doing the kids' songs, but I can do another one.
Fill our hearts with song if you're so inclined.
So I released an album last year called Possibilities, and I'll play the title track for you, which is one of my favorite songs to play live. We talked about the shaker pedal and doing all the looping and stuff like that. So this one's really fun to play live and do all those things. And it just talks about basically, you know, there's every day there's so many choices and opportunities and chances and taking advantage of and hopefully making the best of it.
And what's this song called?
Possibilities.
Possibilities. Love it. All right, here's Strategic.
So many things that could come true today. I don't want to get in my own way. I start to wonder if I am living right. Can't help but wonder how I am living life. I just can't deny the way I feel inside. Yeah, I just can't deny the possibilities. Yeah. And so what would you do if you could change your life? There is no guarantee you would always get it right. Take a chance on something new. There is so much to do. And so what will you choose? It's all your point of view. I just can't deny the way I feel inside. Yeah, I just can't deny the possibility.
Very nice.
Thank you.
What are you considered, like, how do you define your music? Just acoustic rock? Or you seem like you have other things you typically put into a performance that you don't have with you. You just have your guitar, obviously. But, like, how would you describe it?
Yeah, I have a lot going on, so it's hard to boil it down. I could talk about live looping, kids' music, Christmas music, acoustic pop rock.
But like
so
that,
I try to boil it down.
What we just heard there.
Yeah, acoustic pop rock.
Okay, acoustic pop rock. Yeah, that's a great tune. How many albums do you have?
I've got a couple of full-length albums and a couple of EPs, which are shorter projects that I've put out. Yeah.
That's great. I'm fascinated by, like, with musicians, when your writing process or your creative process. Mm. How do you sit down to write? Does the mood capture you and then you go lock yourself away? What is your process?
I try to be pretty natural with it. Like, I'll go on like a cabin writing retreat and try to focus, solely on, getting some songs done and writing, maybe coming up with some new ideas. When the mood strikes, it's like, it's probably best to try and run with it and see, where is this taking me? It can kind of be a little bit of everything for me. Like, sometimes I'll be very intentional.
Okay.
I want to write a song right now. Like, but other times it's just like, and this happens probably more often, is where you're showering or you're driving and it's like, oh, a great song idea,
And you don't have a pen.
It's like, what do I do right now? But pull out the voice memo and so it's a little bit of everything.
Well, how do you write? Like, do you typically write lyrics first or music first? Or is there a rule to that? Or is it just what you're feeling in the moment?
Most of the time it's the music first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I love playing acoustic guitar. And so that's kind of where everything starts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who are your influences?
Oh boy.
Did you grow up listening to?
So many. Again, it's hard to boil it down, but a lot of Tom Petty and like 80s and 90s pop and rock stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Fleetwood Mac obviously is there's some artists that I just like say like are obvious influences. It's I guess some of the more like rock artists like Switchfoot is kind of an influence. Trying to rack my brain right now.
Any local influences or Wisconsin bands that you sort of looked up to or found some motivation from?
Yeah. Back to the Milwaukee days, there was a band called Northern Room that we really followed a lot. And they were similar to another artist I was going to mention called Mute Meth. Another big influence, but around here, I think probably more so in the last couple of years, I kind of started to get more into the folky side of things.
Mm-hmm.
I have a couple of songs that are lean more that way. So tried branching out in the last, especially probably 5 years with some jazz chords and how can I incorporate some different things with what I've been doing and make things sound fresh and exciting and, keep going and growing and
It's gotta be, I'm sure every musician that starts out or whatever art form you have, you want to kind of redesign the genre or you want to come up with something. And everybody says, or at least the people in power say it's all been done. But how do you still have that desire to do something like that? Or are you just like, this is my niche and this is what I want to get great at? Or do you ever say, I want to do something completely different?
Yeah, I definitely do. That's kind of how the kids' songs came along.
Okay.
That just happened pretty naturally coming out of COVID or during COVID and coming out of that. But the last few projects, and I think it all kind of started when I decided to do a reimagined songs project of my own material.
Okay.
Kind of a amalgamation of different things, some live tracks. And so then I was thinking, how can I, again, get a little bit more things incorporated with what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And trying to keep things fresh. So does that answer?
It does.
I kind of got off track there.
No. That's a great answer. My guest is Strategic. He is here in the studio with me. We just heard his song Possibilities. Great song. Where can people hear more of your stuff or find you? Are you on all the basic social media platforms?
Yes, I am on all the socials, except for, the big one.
Twitter?
Can't even think of X? It right now. No.
Instagram.
No, the one the kids are using. I'm not on that one.
Snapchat?
I'm not on
that. Is that Snapchat? Okay. I don't know. I couldn't even.
I don't
know.
There's another
Snapchat.
One. I can't think of it right now. But to answer your question, yes, I'm on all the socials, and you can find all my music on Spotify. I always direct people to Bandcamp too, because it's more of an independent option, and they do these Bandcamp Fridays where the artist makes 100%. So I always try to promote that too, and like it's just a good place to go for, you know, if you want to buy merch or name your price to buy a song or something.
Yeah. So tell us about your new venture with the kids' music. Do you still go by Strategic, or is that
Yes.
Okay. Tell us about that.
And yeah, like I said, it all kind of happened really naturally with my kids, mostly with my kids. I had a couple ideas that were kind of ping-ponging around, and just sometimes, you know, you'll have a word or something and it's like, well, what is that? You know, and
just
kind of see where it takes you. But, we just started making these silly songs and, just kind of once it started, it was like a waterfall. It was like, all of a sudden there's like 28 songs.
Oh, wow.
That I had, and that I thought were good enough to, to go and record. So, I split it up into two volumes and I released the first one 3 years ago. And then this newest one, Volume 2, just came out recently.
And your kids collaborate with you on this or give you ideas? How
they
does
have,
that work?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I've brought them into the That's studio, fun. Do some clapping.
Nice.
Some background vocals.
How old are, what are their age ranges?
Our oldest just turned 12.
And, okay.
The other one is 8. So.
Nice.
Yeah, they love music. And
we have about 2 minutes to a break. I know you said these songs were not as long. Can we, or do you want to just play us out with one of your kids' songs and we can come back and talk more after the break?
Yeah, sure. Well, the main one that I was going to do, because I was going to call this second volume Be You.
Okay.
But I went away from that. And this was a song that I actually got to collab with a Green Bay band called Aurelia.
Okay.
They feature on this with some ukulele and background vocals. So
fantastic.
Well, Be You.
Play us to the break and then we'll talk more after the break.
All right.
Great. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Hello, it's nice to meet you. You have a real nice smile. You've got a name and also a personality. Things that make us all unique, things to celebrate, things that make you special, things you should embrace. Be you. Nobody else can do what you do. Nobody else can whistle your tune. Just be you. You've got the things that you like. I've got some I do too. We both know that is alright. We don't have to be alike. We're not the same.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The Trump Department of Justice announced October 24th it would deploy election monitors at 5 California counties on November 4th. DOJ says it is to ensure transparency and ballot security, but most of the counties are heavily Latino, competitive, or lean liberal, and the Proposition 50 redistricting question is on the ballot. In a statement, U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi said, "We will commit the resources necessary to ensure the American people get the fair, free, and transparent elections they deserve."
Proposition 50 would suspend California's Independent Redistricting Commission until 2030, allowing the legislature to gerrymander more Democratic congressional seats, countering five Texas seats gerrymandered at President Trump's request. Kern, Riverside, Fresno, Orange, and Los Angeles counties were targeted, largely blue or toss-up counties. CalMatters reports that Fresno, Kern, and Riverside counties are majority Latino. A poll shows 54% of Latinos support Proposition 50. Governor Gavin Newsom had warned that the Trump administration might deploy ICE agents at the polls, a charge the administration denies. Quoted in CalMatters, Christian Arana of the Latino Community Foundation said, "These are citizens of this country, and if they are concerned about immigration or any type of federal presence at in-person voting sites, that is alarming." We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2030. At the Recombobulation Area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Here is a list of trick-or-treat times happening on Friday, October 31st in the central Wisconsin area. Wisconsin Rapids, Grand Rapids, Buren, Nakusa, and Port Edwards, 5 to 7 p.m. Vesper and Rudolph, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. Pittsville, Stevens Point, and Plover, 5 to 8 p.m. Adams and Friendship, 4 to 7 p.m. And don't miss the spooktacular trunk-or-treat event starting at 5 o'clock at the Sports Complex on 2401 Cedar Drive in Plover, hosted by the Plover Police and Fire Department, Plover Whiting Youth Athletics, and the Boys and Girls Club of Portage County.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back. Oh, fun night here. Coming up tomorrow night, folks, on Nightlight will be Max Hay. He is the writer-director of the film More Yes. I can't wait to talk to Max. This film looks so cool. He's Milwaukee based. He'll be here. And then Madison based film critic Rob Thomas will join us as he so often does. That's tomorrow night on Nightlight. Tonight's guest, our in studio guest, is brought to you by Chicken or the Egg Photography. Chris specializes in food, event, music, and product photography for businesses across Wisconsin and the Midwest. See what he can do for you at chickenortheeggphotography.com. Do you know him?
I know
he
him,
was here in the studio last week. We love Chris. Okay, he's great.
Yeah, yeah.
He does a good job, and he's always fun to have on the show. Mm-hmm. So you've had a good experience with him.
Oh, yeah.
All right, there's a testament, folks, to one of our sponsors.
We've played a couple shows together with our bands,
Oh, right, because he's a musician, too. That's fantastic. And our final text of the night, well, we've got stream comments that I can't see. I do know that Dave signed on, said, sup. No, Sid said, sup, Dave, and Dave said, listening to Pete and KK. So the bromance continues. The pals love it. Steady Eddie says, from the 608, I knew he was going to do this. Pete and Conrad, a nice Packer win last night. Right, Conrad? How did the Bears do yesterday, Pete? Well, I think you know that RLC wouldn't be asking Steady Eddie. He says, I'm so sorry, not really. I expected nothing less. Seriously, last night it was heartwarming to see Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love praising each other and Coach LaFleur saying nice things about both his current and former QBs. I guess all the back and forth praise and positive talk was an example of what players and coaches in the NFL call complimentary football. That's in all caps. I don't know that Steady needed to use all caps, but you know what? He does what he wants. He's a texting legend. P.S. Frankenstein, in my opinion, is a great underappreciated actor. I'm afraid he's been typecast. 3 years ago, I saw him play Hamlet mesmerizing, scary good, as are your texts. Steady Eddie. Thank you, sir. We have a couple more minutes with our new pal, Strategic, who is here in the studio. He played one of his songs that he plays as an acoustic rock artist. And now we're talking about his kids' music venture, which is, that was a great tune, BU. I love it. And teaching kids like positive messages, I assume, is your goal there?
Usually, yeah.
Yeah. You ever just write a song where you try to tear them down and give them issues for the rest of their lives?
Maybe I'll save that for volume 3.
Yeah, there you go.
Just totally flip it on its head.
Where are you playing? Do you have dates for Strategic, or where would you play schools when you play kid shows, and where do you play?
I'm actually trying to get into some schools and do like a school type program. So,
yeah,
let's get that going.
Get that going.
I'm booking my Christmas tour.
Okay.
So got a couple dates lined up on that. I haven't announced anything on that yet, but probably once November hits, I'll do that. But I'll be at the Chris Kindle Market here in Green Bay.
Okay. Does that sound familiar, Con?
The On Broadway is doing that down here.
Yeah, yeah.
So
okay,
I'll be there.
Fun.
And do you have an Appleton spot, obviously, but all around Wisconsin.
Do you have favorite venues around Wisconsin or Northeast Wisconsin, more specifically?
I really liked the Lyric Room up here. Did a show up here at the Cup of Joy, the kids show I did over there back in August. I don't know. I wonder, because I feel like I've played in Green Bay more than I've played in Appleton.
Okay.
Which is weird.
That doesn't matter, right?
But Gibson Music Hall down there is pretty fun. Did a show there. That was probably like 5 or 6 years ago. But
okay.
Yeah.
So where can people find out? You mentioned socials. Do you have a website where people can go with your tour or live playing information?
Yeah, so find Strategic on Facebook. Okay. Is where usually I post the show dates there first. And then as far as music, like Spotify and Bandcamp are the biggest ones. I do have a lot of videos on YouTube. I've got some kids' music videos I've been putting out, so I'll release a few more of those in conjunction with the new kids album.
Okay.
So yeah, YouTube is pretty good too.
That's fantastic. I have to go, but you're gonna play us out with another one of your kids songs, which is great, but I have to ask you first, what are you watching on TV? When you're done writing by yourself or with your kids, what are you putting on the tube?
Right now I've been watching Home Improvement.
Okay.
I don't know why. I just remember watching it as a kid.
Okay.
So it's like, I have a lot of memories.
Comfort food.
So it's different watching it as an adult.
Yeah. Do you like the new Tim Allen show, the one Last Man Standing, or Still Standing?
I haven't watched the new one. Okay. The new one. I haven't watched that one.
All right. Hey, this has been fun here tonight, folks. I'd like to thank my guests, Emil Bertolotte, Dustin Mack, Strategic, who is here and going to play us out. Thank you for all your texts and calls. Always so much more fun when you guys participate. We're going to come back and do it all again tomorrow night. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabe saying goodnight, Wisconsin. And Strategic is going to play us out. What's the song?
This is School's Back in Session. So this is called Hang It on the Fridge.
Love it. Here we go.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, sir. It's been fun.
Dinosaur, you named him Greg. He only had a head and 17 legs. Hang it on the fridge. Hang it on the fridge. Came home from school, project in your hand. It's made of cardboard, glitter, and some sand. Hang it on the fridge. Hang it on the fridge. Daddy, where'd my picture go? The one I made 3 years ago? Good question, I don't know. Let's check your portfolio. Sorry kids, can't find a spot for this latest masterpiece you've got. You scribble and sketch so many things. Our fridge is an amateur gallery. Hang it on the fridge. Hang it on the fridge. Hang it on the fridge.
hanging on the fridge.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Category 5 Hurricane Melissa is closing in on Jamaica, getting set to slam the island with catastrophic wind and rain. Bill Thackeray of New Hampshire is visiting.
Nobody feels ultra safe in a situation like this. I am blessed. This house is made of concrete.
President Trump signed a trade deal with Japan's new prime minister in Tokyo today, then brought her along to meet American service members on the USS George Washington.
We have the best ships, the best airplanes, the best submarines, the best technology. But above all, we have America's military. It's the best people.
Game 3 of the World Series went 18 innings into the wee hours before Freddie Freeman's homer lifted the Dodgers to a 6-5 win over the Blue Jays in Game 3. L.A. manager Dave Roberts on Fox.
You know, that could go down as one of the greatest games of all time. You know, it's one of those things that I do believe that the two best teams in baseball are playing in this series, and the two toughest teams.
CBS News Brief.